USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Supreme Court is delivering a win to former President Donald Trump in a ruling.
The Supreme Court ruled in a 9-0 ruling on Monday that states have no authority to remove Donald Trump from the 2024 presidential ballot. The move short-circuits efforts by his detractors to declare him disqualified over his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol.
USA's Corey Myers with that report. This as President Trump reacts to the ruling at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida.
I want to start by thanking the Supreme Court for its unanimous decision today. It was a very important decision. We're very well crafted.
The war between Israel and Hamas continues as a possible ceasefire deal is being weighed. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby explains the president's position on the ceasefire and how Israel has already agreed to the deal on Fox News.
Hamas just has to take it. It's a deal that the Israelis have signed up to. It's forward-leaning. It will give us a six-week ceasefire so that we can get all those hostages out. Yes, we want that temporary ceasefire in place right now.
Wildfires in Texas are now the largest in the state's history, burning around 2,000 square miles and over a million acres. As firefighters try to contain the flames, the state's ag department is warning about the risks these fires pose to cattle and ranchers.
Preliminary reports, 3,000 head of cattle, that number will triple or quadruple before it's over, especially when we start euthanizing the cattle that have had their hooves burnt or their udders burnt. We're going to have to, you know, put a lot of these animals down. It's a sad situation.
Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller speaking there, saying over 500,000 houses and barns have been destroyed. That number expected to rise, and two people were killed. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. That's 800-540-9750.
22-year-old former Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira pleads guilty to leaking classified Pentagon documents on social media. FBI Assistant Director in Charge David Sundberg at a Boston press conference says it was very clear Teixeira had intent to leak documents that he knew were classified.
Mr. Teixeira was questioned by fellow users of the social media platform about whether what he was posting was classified information. He readily admitted that it was, and he said that he didn't care and that he wouldn't get caught. Well, Mr. Teixeira grossly underestimated the investigative powers of the FBI and the Department of Justice.
A symbol of New York City's freedom and perseverance was celebrated over the weekend. USA's Corey Myers has more.
A memorial service for Flacco, the Eurasian eagle owl who escaped his enclosure at the Central Park Zoo last year and spent more than a year as a wild bird, drew several hundred fans on Sunday. The large crowd gathered around one of Flacco's favorite oak trees in the North Woods of Central Park, where a memorial sprang up after he died. People read poems they wrote, displayed pictures, even sang songs that were inspired by Flacco. The service was even live-streamed with people viewing it from around the world.
NFL star Jason Kelce announced he's retiring from the National Football League. Kelce played 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.